For the Lord my God is faithful, this I know, this I know.
Ryan Stevenson on WJTL, This I Know. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7:19 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Karina.
There are sunny skies in the forecast for the day. High 67 by this afternoon, turning to a low of 50 in the evening. Mostly cloudy skies this evening. And Winning Wednesday tomorrow is looking sunny in the morning, followed by some evening showers. High 72 tomorrow, and we're keeping a close eye on the weather for WJTL Fest on Saturday. So far, looking mostly sunny. High 80 degrees. Right now in Mannheim, we're sitting at 44.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest and dear friend, Joel Smith. He's the executive director of CMTS Ministries and the Equip Discipleship Gap Year Program. Joel, good morning once again.
Good morning. Thank you.
For those who didn't hear, tell us all about CMTS.
So CMTS has been around for a little over 40 years, and we are the middleman helping missionaries and ministries all around this area and internationally.
Wow. How many ministries do you partner with?
Around 125 ministries at this time.
That's amazing. And then the Equip Discipleship Gap Year Program. Tell us about that.
Sure. Equip is for 18 to 22-year-olds, and what we're trying to do is get them stronger in their faith, and we're trying to teach them trades. So for 10 months, they live in a dorm-like environment. They get to have a lot of experiences, they get to travel the world, they get to learn trades, and they get to be mentored by our amazing staff.
That's amazing. How many of these students, like ages 18 to 22, do you have in your program at once?
We have averaged 4 students each year, and the program runs August through May.
Wow, so it's really intimate, one-on-one discipleship. That is really cool. You guys on your website, it says you're both local and abroad. What does that mean? What countries, other states are you a part of?
Sure. What that means is we currently have another location in Belize, which is the country in Central America. We're working on purchasing another location in South Texas, right along the Mexico border. And we work and serve in many other countries in Africa and in Europe and in the Caribbean.
Wow. So this Texas campus is quite the process. Tell us a little bit about the prayer that got your ministry there.
Sure. My wife and I had been praying for years, and we really felt God calling us to the South Texas area. We actually traveled there a couple years ago and drove around and visited churches and people and prayed for areas. We met a ministry while we're traveling in Mexico, actually. That ministry then was praying about us, gave me a call a week later and said, we own a property in South Texas, right next to McAllen, Texas, where we felt God calling us to be. Wow. They offered us an awesome price, and now we're just raising some money to be able to buy that property there.
Come on. And there's going to be places for like dorm rooms and things like that for this discipleship program?
Oh, yeah. One of the most cool parts was it had a warehouse like we need. It has a mechanic shop, and it has an extra building that we can make as housing. And we plan to have a gap year program down there as well.
That's amazing. If folks want to be a part of that and support you, is there a website that they can visit?
Absolutely. CMTSministries.com. You can go on the website to learn all about Equip, to actually sponsor our staff or sponsor our base in South Texas.
That's amazing. You shared a testimony earlier about the gap year program. Are there any stories that you have that really encapsulate what God is doing through this program?
Yeah, well, so one of our students came through and he didn't really know what he wanted to do. He thought he did, but he wasn't sure yet. And since they try so many different trades, one of the trades that he got to try was welding. Hmm. And he was so intrigued and he did so well, he was going to go back home and pursue that field. He's from Canada. And he went back home, and now he's waiting to get into college for welding.
That's amazing. So it's making an impact. And just because this fascinates me, tell us like all of the trades that you guys encompass in this program.
Absolutely. We're doing these things every day to already serve ministries, so now the students are coming alongside of us. And those trades include auto mechanics, include auto body, warehousing, which is driving forklifts, backhoes, skid steers, and more. And then also general maintenance. So that could be plumbing, electrical, home building, any kind of renovations is taught there.
That's amazing. You're hitting the right crowd here in Lancaster County. You have 7 kids, and some of them are getting into trades too, which I think is a testament to the effectiveness of this program. Volunteerism, that's really huge. It's always a need. What does being a CMTS volunteer look like?
Sure. As a CMTS volunteer, you can come out for a half a day, for a day, you can come out for a week, whatever that is. We have everything from groundskeeping to cooking in our kitchen, to serving in any of those different trades and more. No matter what skill you have, no matter what God gave you as a skill, you can come serve with us and we'd be happy to have you.
That's amazing. Can they sign up online or get more information online as well?
Absolutely. On our website, cmtsministries.com, we have a tab for volunteers. Follow the prompts on that or give us a call at the office and we'll be glad to help you out.
That's awesome. See what God's doing through CMTS Ministries and the Equip Discipleship Gap Year program online at cmtsministries.com. Joel, thank you so much for stopping
awesome.
By.
Thank you, Liam. Appreciate
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day. As we dive right back into the music with Scout and the Saints, they're going to be at WJTL Fest. Here's their new song, Hallelujah Testify, right here, FM 90.3, WJTL. Good morning.